they had them referees was cheating. Then one of the coaches, you know, went out there and told the umpire, he said, I know what you're doing. And then the coach went back and he told the other coach, the head coach, he told Denzel Washington, he said, Herman, run it up. Leave no doubt. I can hear the Holy Ghost say, church, run it up. Run it up. Don't have no mercy on the devil. Don't even feel sorry for him that he's a loser. I'm going to tell you, leave no doubt in your life about who is the Lord of lords and the King of kings in your life. I'm going to tell you, leave no doubt. Too many people got too much doubt because the devil is right there, nip and tuck with God. Sometimes you look at them and they say, well, I thought they were saved. Don't look like they're saved. Then next time, oh, yeah, they're saved. They're on fire now. Week later. Wait, what? They don't, what? That's the person I saw last week that the devil win. They like this here, back and forth, back and forth. I'm going to tell you today, make up your mind to leave no doubt. Leave no doubt about who you serve. Hallelujah. Erase the doubt. Leave no doubt. Run it up. Keep the devil at zero. Don't let him have one single solitary victory in your life. Keep him at zero. Don't let him score on you. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, don't let the devil score. I mean, he ain't got enough offense to come against what God got. You understand? He don't have a defense to stop us. He ain't got an offense to score on us. Because God is good. I mean, we have an overwhelming victory through the cross. In fact, God guarantees our victory if we just trust him. The Bible says that he always, everybody say always, causes us to what? Triumph. To triumph in Christ Jesus. Amen. Then the Bible says that he always gives us what? The victory through our Lord and Jesus Christ. What do always mean? Always mean you ain't never supposed to lose. Oh, Pastor, you just can't go through life and not lose one. How many did Jesus lose? He didn't lose any. You in the family, right? You in the family? Are you in the family? Then he expect you to win. God don't have a plan for you to fail. If he had a plan for our failure, then we could enjoy failure. We'd be glad when we fail. You know, nobody glad when we fail. When we mess up, when we fail, we say, Lord, forgive me. And we get back up and we try again. There's something in us that tell us we're not supposed to lose. I got an overcoming spirit in me. It's the Holy Ghost. He overcomes. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I overcame. I've overcome. You got the same spirit in you he had in him. You got the same Holy Ghost that came on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are not a powder puff. Praise God. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment thou shalt condemn. Listen to this. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith God. God will stand up and say, I made them righteous. Who wants to challenge that? He declared ain't no weapon going to prosper. Well, I believe that. Let the devil form the weapon. You stay with God, you're going to win. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. So the devil forms his weapons, but when we trust God, his weapons don't work. If you will read through the Psalms, you will find out that every time the wicked plot against the righteous, that their trap fails and whatever they plan for the righteous come back on them. Oh, you see it all through the Psalms. Whenever the wicked lay a net for me, if he don't watch out, he's going to fall in himself. So that's why I don't worry. I don't worry about somebody scheming against me. I'm not scared of somebody trying to put a curse on me. Can't nobody curse me. I'm blessed. I got the spirit of a champion in me. And so do you. Now, I went to a high school football game when I was in college. And they decided they were going to play the school for the deaf on their homecoming. Now, I'm not talking bad about the deaf or anything like that. But that was their opponent. And, you know, those guys on the other team had to work with hand signals because they couldn't hear. So they were already at a tremendous disadvantage. And I mean, if they got in the wrong defense and they had somebody didn't line up right, where the coach couldn't holler and say, move, move. There wasn't nobody around him could holler at him to tell him to get in the right spot. So if they left one side of the line wide open, they were just in bad shape because that quarterback come up there and look and see where what people wasn't and where they were. And then they run the ball right where wasn't nobody at. I say, this ain't fair. That's the way the devil is that he got to keep you deaf to God. He got to blind your mind in some way for his plays to work. In other words, he can't win without your assistance. You have to line up in the wrong place. That means get out of the right place. You have to make a wrong choice. When the coach done told you to go this way, you go the other way. Then he got a way to score on you. You have to cooperate with him for him to win. If you say, no, I ain't doing it. Ain't a thing in the world he can do about it. See, I used to think the devil had all kind of power. Now, I'm not saying he's powerless because he's not. The Bible talks about the power of darkness. So he does have power, but his power is magnified in ignorance. In other words, when you don't know, he can exercise power and authority over you. But once you find out the truth, his days of mastering you is over. The closer you stay to God, the more words you get on the inside, I'm going to tell you, the less and less effective that he will be in your life. You know, the devil ought not be able to push the same button. A button he pushed 20 years ago, that button's still working. Somehow it should be disconnected by now. I mean, if he got a button he can push, he say, push this button right here. They're going to get mad. They're going to holler. Push it. Watch him. Watch him go into a fit. Push it. And he pushed the button and you just start cussing and stuff. He said, look here, push this in here, they're going to get drunk. Pushing this in here, they're going to want a woman. Push this in here, they want some drugs. Push this one right here, they lie. When you going to ever disconnect? I thank God that God disconnected some buttons in my life. Amen. We got some bridges burned and blew up. I'm going to tell you, we didn't burn the bridge, we blew them up. I ain't going back. I ain't going back to what I used to be. You understand? I died to the old life, and you should have died to your old life. If you're a Christian, then be one. If you're Christ-like, then live that way. He ought to be able to start hitting everything and say, we malfunction. What done happened? Everything, nothing working no more. What used to upset you ought not upset you no more. I mean, people talking about you like a dog ought not hurt your feelings as much. I mean, we still have feelings, but you know what? You had to learn how to overcome all of that. We're supposed to be growing up and maturing. We're supposed to be getting stronger and stronger, wiser and wiser as time goes on. Disconnect them from your life. The Bible says it this way. Neither give place to the devil. Don't give him place. We're not warring after the flesh. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Now, let's go back to our key text here in 2 Timothy. Because we're going to talk about this fear. This is one of the weapons that he forms to keep people in bondage. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. The word fear appears in 479 scriptures in the Bible. And it's used 500 times to either describe the fear of the Lord or the fear that comes from Satan. Now, the fear of the Lord is a good fear because it means a reverence, a respect, a honor that you have. The fear of God in your life needs to be strong. In other words, you need to have strong reverence for God, strong respect for holy things. In other words, you don't treat holy things as common.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Amazing grace, how sweet,
how sweet, sweet
the sound
that saved a
you say, girl?
But now
I'm found. They still can't feel you.
But now
I'm found.
Was blind, but now I see.
Oh.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
our faith to all of you who share with us today in the house.